Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Captain's Log. We're still out on the open ocean, facing due north at, let's see, coordinates 33 degrees south and 81 degrees east.
Drop the anchor!
Rachel, why are you wearing scuba gear?
Everyone, come help! Drop the anchor!
Wait, what's going on?
What's happening?
Here, take your scuba gear.
What? Why do we need this?
So you can dive.
Dive where?
I'll explain later. Just put on your scuba suits.
No! Rachel, look, I know from experience I have to have an explanation before I put on a ridiculous costume. Tell us what's up!
Ugh, okay. If my calculations are correct, we are currently floating above the shipwreck of the great pirate ship, the Blood Red Ruby, which means that I am closer than ever to Captain Hootie's booty.
What?
That explained nothing. I'm still not putting this on.
I know, the name is really silly, but guys, Captain Hootie's booty is supposed to be one of the greatest treasure troves ever known.
Sorry, I'm still not totally following.
The treasure! Captain Hootie's booty! That's why I'm here on this ship. That's what this is all about. I'm a treasure hunter.
Gasp.
Okay, look, here goes. My dad was a treasure hunter, and I grew up moving from shipwreck to shipwreck. He was obsessed with finding Captain Hootie's booty. One day, he went out searching for it as usual, and he never came back.
Wow, Rachel, we had no idea.
That's such a sad story.
Nobody's seen him since.
Whoa. Where's all this wind coming from?
I don't know, but it's really strong.
What's that up in the sky?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's a man with a jetpack.
Peter, why do you always say that? Oh, wait! It is a man with a jetpack. Dad?
If my calculations are correct, my girl, you're standing right above Captain Hootie's booty.
Dad, it's you.
Gasp.
Yes, it's me, Rachel's dad.
Gasp.
Where did you get a jetpack?
From a catalog?
Gasp.
Lee, why do you always say gasp?
Gasp.
Story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates. Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
And we do it all from our very own giant ship.
This week, as always, we got two brand new incredible stories to perform for you.
Also, Story Pirate Rachel has just revealed a major piece of her backstory.
Dad, where have you been?
Well, it all started when...
Whoa. Sorry, Rachel, but before we hear more about this crazy backstory, why don't we hear a kid's story?
Fair enough.
And here's the original story that the author sent in. It's called The Giraffe Didn't Know. One time, there was a giraffe, and he wanted to change the world, but he didn't know how. And then he asked the dinosaur, but the dinosaur didn't know how. And then he asked the penguin, and then the penguin didn't know. Then he asked a lion, and then the lion knew. Then he showed him how to do it. Then the end. Then the lion got a computer that was really powerful that could change the world. It changed the world into a zoo. Then the end. And now, here to introduce their story is the author.
Hi, my name's Jonah. I'm in kindergarten. I live in Pennsylvania. And this is my story that giraffe didn't know.
This is a story about changing the world, even if you don't know how. One time there was a giraffe, and he wanted to change the world, but he didn't know how. He didn't know how. Oh, he didn't know. No, he didn't know how to change the world. Change the world. Then he saw a dinosaur.
Hi, hello.
He said, we should change this world. The dinosaur didn't know how.
Oh, wow, that is a stumper. I just don't know.
Oh, he didn't know. The dinosaur didn't know how to change the world.
You know, I would like to come with you to see how this works out.
So they met up with this penguin, asked, how do you change this world? The penguin said,
I'm a creature of habit. It's really hard for me to say what I would do if
no,
I...
Oh, he didn't know. The penguin also did not know how to change the world. Change the world.
I gotta see how this ends.
Down on their luck in an unchanged world, the giraffe and the dino and the penguin went to the jungle. They found a lion.
Ooh, hello.
And they asked, how do you change this world?
Oh, for sure, no problem. Change the world, no problem. For sure, change the world, no problem. Let me just grab my laptop.
The lion got a computer and it was powerful. He changed the world into a zoo. That lion somehow had a computer and it was fully charged. He changed the world into a zoo. Questions about why that one lion had a computer. The end.
Oh,
what
that's
an
so
amazing
good.
Story. That was funny. So good. Wait.
I have to know. Dad, what is going on? Where did you come from?
A wild adventure. Of course.
You have to tell me everything.
Yes, yes, all of that, yes. But first, please, help me out of this jetpack. It's itchy.
Oh, right, yes, of course. You just put your arm through here, and then you have to step out of it, or... Oh, there we go.
Rachel, I can't believe we knew nothing about you, and now your dad just shows up on the deck of our ship wearing a jetpack, and you reveal that you're both treasure hunters?
Ugh, I know. Parents are so embarrassing.
So that's why you came on the ship.
Well, you guys know I love kids' stories, but I also wanted to come on board because I knew this might be my chance to fulfill my dad's legacy. Find his treasure.
That's my girl. Say... You don't mind if I go ahead and eat some of my pocket ham, do you?
Only if I can eat some of my pocket ham. Why? Because
in this fam,
we love
pocket ham.
That was chilling.
Wait, so is the treasure thing the reason you have a pet lamb?
No. The lamb is just my friend. It's not connected.
And why be so suspicious? Why not just tell us you're looking for treasure?
I've been suspicious because, well, let's just say when you're hunting for treasure, you make a few enemies.
Enemies? I have a few.
Dad, are you okay?
You bet. Now suit up, everyone. We're going diving.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too.
I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Ha!
Enemies, I have a few.
Dad, are you okay?
You bet. Now suit up, everyone. We're going diving.
Wait, Dad, you still haven't told me anything about where you've been.
No time to explain.
But I haven't seen you in 15 years.
No time! I didn't want to scare anyone, but my rival treasure hunters are at my tail. We have to go now, before it's too late. Here, these special masks will help us communicate underwater. Ready?
Let's dive.
Okay.
Everybody masked up?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All masks on.
Follow me!
Wow, look at all the beautiful seaweed. I'm swimming right through a school of fish.
There's so much coral down here. I never knew.
Hey, there's the wreck.
Be careful not to touch anything. It's said that this wreck is festooned with Captain Hootie's booty booby traps.
You know, it really is a terrible name.
Look, sorry to be moody about Captain Hootie's booty, but Hootie was a little snooty and he wouldn't want to hear you say that. He was a terrifying man. Yes, a cutie, but his duty was to protect the booty, so he was constantly on Hootie booty duty. He went loopy on booty duty. He even forgot about his dog, Helen.
Yeah, he really went to the ends of the earth to hide his booty.
I usually just wear a big shirt.
Shh, Peter, not now. The treasure! I see it!
Grab the chest. We'll bring it up to the deck. Stand back. It's time to open the chest.
It's empty.
No!
My rivals must have gotten to it first.
How dare!
Well, I'm leaving. There's no reason for me to stay. Off I go!
Wait! Don't leave! Dad, maybe you don't need the treasure. Now that we've been reunited, we can just be a family again. Forget about the booty.
But I've spent my whole life looking for that booty.
And I've spent my whole life looking for you. And the booty also. I've been looking for the booty also. But mostly you.
My goodness. This is as dramatic as watching an episode of Father Brown on the BBC.
I never thought about it that way. I'm sorry. You're right. Hootie's booty once separated us. Now, the booty brought us together. And there is beauty in that booty. A toast to the booty.
The booty!
Sourdough, my favorite toast.
My toast is a little dry.
I love toast.
Well, I guess I'll stick around for a while.
Great! You want to go catch up?
Yes, please.
You know, I really do have to know, what's the deal with the jetpack? Why do you have a jetpack?
I mean, well, the better question is, why not? I mean, we were promised jetpacks.
Wow. What a beautiful and crazy day. Should we do another story?
Yes, please!
Hi, my name's Macy. I'm in the second grade, and I live in Texas. And this is my story. It's called Raining Cake.
Oh, my. Another day of boring rain. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I ask myself, Cakey, when will it rain something fun, like cake? Other times I ask myself, Cakey, why did our mother name us Cakey? But I never even get an answer. Wow, it's really coming down out there. Okay, let's turn on the weather.
I am a meteorologist. That's a big word for weatherman. And have I got news for you. Get ready, all you hungry girls, and leave your umbrellas at home. It's raining cake. Hallelujah, it's raining cake. Yum cake. Chocolate, vanilla, mostly red velvet. Actually, it's just red velvet. God bless Mother Baker. Wait, Actually, I guess it's only a hallelujah situation if you like cake.
I love cake! My name is Cakey, and I have been waiting for it to rain cake.
Fascinating! Were you named after cake?
I don't know. Perhaps.
You know what? I bet you are.
Hey, how are we having a conversation through the TV?
I don't know. Something weird is happening. In other news, you should reupholster the love seats.
Off. I don't know what exactly is going on here, but I do know that it's raining cake, and I love cake. I should go and enjoy the cake that is raining from the sky. I'm gonna go outside. Ow! Gosh, not only is it raining cake, but it's raining huge chunks of red velvet cake. My favorite flavor. Ow! My little noggin! You know, I better grab some of this raining cake and eat it before my little noggin gets caked off. Here goes some eating. Nom 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 nom. Oh, excuse my burp, but that red velvet cake was delicious. And look, it stopped raining. I ate all the cake that rained down from the sky. Guess I was pretty hungry.
Hey.
Whoa. Who are you? Where are you?
You can't see me, Cakey. I live inside you. I'm a tummy bug.
What? A tummy bug?
Yeah, Cakey. I'm a tummy bug. I'm what you get when you eat too much cake. And that's exactly what you just did.
Oh, I don't know if it was too much. It was barely a skyfall.
Cakey, that was a lot of cake, even for a girl named Cakey.
Okay, look, I'm not proud of it, but red velvet is my favorite flavor. And I don't have to prove anything to you anyway. You're just a tummy bug. You're not even visible. You don't even exist.
Oh, I exist, all right. And sure, you can't see me, but you can feel me. And you're gonna be feeling me all week.
I'm sure I'll feel great tomorrow, which is Monday.
Monday.
Oh, I feel awful. Tummy bug, no.
Told ya.
How long will this last?
Tuesday.
Ugh. Tummy bug, you gotta get lost.
Oh, I'm a week-long thing.
That can't be true.
Wednesday.
My tummy, oh. Ow.
Yep, there's a bug in it. It's me.
Thursday.
Can this guy stop singing? Who even is this guy?
Oh, my name's Walter. I was on the 8th season of NBC's The Voice. Now I tour with Tummy Buck.
No!
Friday.
Stop! I feel better. I feel better! Tummy Buck? She's gone! Hooray! That was the worst week. I can't be eating skyfuls of cake. I can only have one piece of cake, and that is enough. This is an important lesson in self-control. Oh, who could that be?
Mother?
Yes, Cakey, it's me, your mother. I was in the area and I thought, why not swing by and see my beautiful daughter, Cakey, whom I named after the food, cakes!
So it's true. I was named Cakey after the food cake.
Yes, in fact, I brought over some cake for you to eat, Cakey, and it's your favorite cake, red velvet cake.
But, Mother, I could get a tummy bug if I eat too much cake.
Well, I've got news for you, Cakey. I'm your mother, and what I says goes. And from now on, cake will be your every meal.
Oh, no! Actually, best mom ever!
And I brought spoons!
We love each other!
Meanwhile, deep inside Cakey's tummy.
Walter?
Yeah?
Start a vocal warm-up. We're going on a world tour!
The end.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Macy.
Hi, Lee.
It's so great to talk to you today.
You too.
How's your day so far?
Good.
Did you do anything fun?
I got double recess.
What? Double recess? You got to have recess twice?
Uh-huh.
And so what did you do during recess?
The first one, I played Gaga Ball. And then the second one,
I just walked around. I didn't know what to do because some of the classes didn't come outside.
So, Macy, you wrote the story Raining Cake.
Yeah, I actually have it right beside me.
Oh, cool. Have you ever seen it rain cake in real life?
No, I see it in my dreams sometimes.
Really? Like you've had dreams about it raining cake?
Mm-hmm.
Are those nice dreams?
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds really nice.
It is, because I eat all the cake and I don't get a tummy ache.
Do you just love cake so much?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind?
My favorite kind is red velvet.
Do you like cupcakes?
Yeah, I had a cupcake today.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it red velvet?
No. There was chocolate and vanilla. I decided to take vanilla because not a lot of people were taking vanilla.
Oh, that's nice of you. It was a vanilla cake, and then did it have vanilla frosting as well?
No, it had lemon frosting.
Lemon frosting? That sounds delicious. Now I want a cupcake. Macy, it's been so fun to talk to you today.
You too.
Bye, Macy.
Bye-bye.
That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Jonah and Macy. And a big thanks to today's special guest, Michael Cerveris. Parents, don't forget to check us out on social media where you can see everything else that we're up to. And if you haven't already left us a rating and review on iTunes, please do. It just takes a minute and makes a huge difference in helping us find new listeners. And parents, also, don't forget, there's a brand new short, awesome cartoon of all 8 unicorns live right now at storypirates.com/cartoons. See you next time. Bye! Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for the Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Matt Rogers. Special guest, Michael Cerveris. Today's episode features performances by PJ Adzema, Eric Austin, Lauren Brickman, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Jess Morgan, Alexandra Nader, Megan O'Neill, Rachel Robertson, Matt Rogers, Jasmine Romero, Keith Rubin, SJ Sun, and Rachel Winitsky. The Giraffe Didn't Know was written by Henry Kapersky, Matt Rogers, and Brendan O'Grady, produced by Brendan O'Grady and associate produced by Jack Mitchell, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell and Brendan O'Grady. And now if you'll excuse me, I have choir practice. Hey guys, can I sing with you? Here we go.
We know how to change the world into a zoo for all the animals.